It's time for the hot spot with me, DJ Juice. Let's go.
DJ Juice.
You listen to my boy DJ Juice
only on radio.dominican.edu.
Make some noise!
Everybody, we are here only on radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy DJ Juice right now, and you know what, I've been gone for a minute and there's a lot of things going around, but first things first, let me just say that this week we have a ton of events. So let me get started with one of the events that we will actually be talking about in just a few moments. It's the famous Mr. Penguin contest 2012, and it's coming back this Friday night at Conlin Center from 6 to 8 p.m. and the doors will open up at 5:30. Then at 10 is the Black and White Dance after party. Tickets will be on sale in front of Calorega at lunch and at the front window of the Conlin Center all the time. Tickets are $5 for Mr. Penguin and only $2 for the dance. Go ahead and buy them both at the same time, only for $7. My bad. $2. What a bargain. All proceeds that you give will go towards the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So come have some fun and support a good cause this Friday night. And it doesn't hurt that right after there's a dance. I mean, for me, personally, it doesn't hurt. And just because of that, we have to talk about it. But let me give you a quick rundown first of what else we're going to talk about. We're obviously going to talk about what's been going on campus. Like I said, Mr. Penguin, we're going to have two guest interviews who are in the studio right now, and I'll present them in just a minute. We're going to talk about what women do wrong, all right? There are four things that women do wrong, all right? And y'all need to listen up to know how to do it right. Also, we're going to have our In the Mix session as usual, and then we're going to give the men the lowdown on what you will need to learn not to do to a woman, all right? And that varies from, and I only have four, but there's much more, but these were the most interesting to me personally. So right now we got to get to it. We are in the studio right now with DJs T-Baby and P-Yob from What Are You Talking About? And the reason I have them here is because they're emceeing Mr. Penguin 2012 this year. How y'all fellas doing?
We are doing great, DJ Juice. It's nice to be in the studio indoors on this rainy night. What about you, P? What do you think?
Hey, man. What's up, Juice? How you doing, man? It feels good to be back on the hot spot with my boy, DJ Juice.
Hey, I already asked him how he's doing, so let's not bombard the poor man.
Okay. No. It's okay. It's okay. I'll take a back seat for a quick minute.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good to be back. But it was a trek getting here in that weather.
Oh, that weather sucks. But you know what? We're going to keep him a lot more entertained and energetic with throughout the show. I mean, it's crappy. I mean, most people right now are trying to do homework, which I don't know how successful y'all are at doing that. But in case you want to relax, take some time off, you can tune in. And you're listening, like I said, to the hot spot with your boy DJ Juice. If you have any comments as to, you know, what we talk about the show, especially when it comes to Mr. Penguin that we'll be getting into in just a few seconds, you can get it. You can hit us up at the station number 415-482-3587. Once again, that number is 415-482-3587. Or just hit me up on my Facebook, either my personal one or the like page. All right, Hotspot Juice. And going into that right now, what do you guys expect from Mr. Penguin? How did y'all become the MCs, first of all?
That is actually an interesting question. P, do you want to tackle that first? Well, or you want me to jump on it?
Well, first of all, T, I'm just very shocked that we are emceeing this whole thing. I just found out today.
Yeah, I actually received, I think, a text just a few minutes before coming in here about the emceeing.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure. But I will say, last year, and for all you listeners who don't know, all three people on the mic right now, P.I., myself, and DJ Juice, were participants last year. Mm-hmm. And I think we all agree that it was a fantastic event.
Yeah.
A lot of the student body came out to watch. Everyone in it, I think, had a really fun time doing talents, tuxedo swimsuit, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, just to point one thing out, it was much more organized.
It's true.
It was.
I mean, it wasn't as late notice as it is right now, because I know a lot of people just found out, like, this week coming back, they're like, oh, what the hell's going on? So, yes.
Well, let's just say that Mr. Penguin is the best event Dominican ever brought to this campus. I'm serious, because
there's up there
dance,
for sure.
There's a dance right after, and it's a performance where everyone just, like, humiliates themselves, but they have a good time doing it. The talent portion was great. T-Baby had a great talent with his spoken word.
He killed it.
Juice.
Hey, you did too, P, with the singing.
You started grinding up on stage nice and slow.
I don't know. Juice brought an interesting talent with boxing. That was
sick.
Honestly,
very
unique. Not a lot of people at Dominican box, so that's all.
And the swimsuit portion that garnered him quite a few points with the judges.
Oh, yeah. That infamous, I didn't know I was being taken pictures of or recorded at the same time.
One of the best talents was Shaddad's, man. Just a little bumping and
definitely
grinding.
Definitely
the
most aggressive.
Yeah, I would say the most disturbing. I don't know if it's the most, you know, I would say it's one of the top ones. Also, I thought the Star Wars gig
Haysburg, Connor Haysburg
and Casey,
one of the basketball players. You mean Casey when he did the dancing?
Yeah,
that was funny. The funny thing is, though, when we were participants, there's a lot of portions you don't see. Like, I always saw P-Up because he was in front of me. I think Juice, you actually right behind me.
Yeah.
So you saw all my
stuff.
No homo. Yeah, no homo.
Hold on. Let's get it correct.
Now, you're okay. Yeah, the three of us were in consecutive order. I'll just put it like that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of the portion of the show you don't see because you're backstage, you're changing, you're getting ready. P-Up's putting his makeup on, you know, so a lot of stuff.
He was trying to look cute for his for his little talent portion. But in case y'all don't know, Mr. Penguin, it's put on by PSAC with the help of ASDU. And you know what it is for? It's for Make-A-Wish Foundation. So buy tickets, go out, enjoy yourselves. I know a lot of ladies, I would say for the most part, are looking forward to maybe the swimsuit portion for some of the guys that they've been eyeing. And in case y'all don't know who the contestants are, you know what? You could check up the event on Mr. Penguin 2012. And it's exactly the way it's worded. You have Andrew Vu, D'Artagnan Meggs. You have Case Donahue, who's actually a comm student as well. Jake Bernstein, Jonathan. I'm going to slobber his name. Glonitzer. Zach Bencomo. Biggie is in it. Who would have thought? Big is in it. He's bringing the big boys back. He's bringing the big boys back.
Bringing back the big funk.
I know. He's making Big look sexy. Watch. You got Edward Aquino. You have Daryl Morris. And, of course, you got myself, DJ Juice. Don't forget, Friday night at 6 p.m. in the Collins Center. And like I said, I'm kind of excited.
Hey, Juice, you should be excited. You came in second place last year.
First runner up.
Now it's time to take the crown, the gold medal.
I got to top myself. I got a few ideas brewing in my head. Not anything defined yet, but I got a few ideas brewing in my head as to how I'm going to like make it over the top and take it back.
All right.
That's the thing about the event. You said a mouthful there in a good way. Over the top. You do really have to go all out. Because I was very nervous. I think everyone before
everybody
you got out
was
there.
Nervous.
If you're not nervous, you're lying. But once you get out there, you just got to go all out. You don't even have to always care how the crowd's going to respond. You kind of just got to do your thing and hope people like it. But you have to have fun with it.
But what made Mr. Penguin great last year was the crowd was amazing.
Oh, it was a good crowd.
Dude, I hope the crowd is just as amazing this year. I know it's late notice, but I hope a bunch of people go out because the crowd just really feels you. Mm-hmm. And they're really the people that judge. Like, to me personally, if I can get the crowd involved regardless and feed off their energy, that's even great if they could feed off mine as well.
And that goes with us too, Juice, when we emceed Midnight Mayhem. When that crowd was just crazy, you just feed off their energy.
That was a live crowd, Midnight Mayhem.
See, that goes the same with you when you did your spoken word performance. You made the crowd
go
loud.
You guys warmed up the Midnight Mayhem crowd. So by the time I even spit some lyrics, the crowd was well into it.
Because their mouth dropped. I didn't get a chance to hear it because I was in the back like about to go on stage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah,
like, I missed it.
The crowd was loud.
I was supposed to go right after, and I was like, "Damn, can't really get a standing ovation after that."
Yeah, the crowd was into it. That's what you hope, because it's tough when it's a tough crowd. When you're making jokes or you're putting yourself on the line, they're not responding.
Yeah.
But I think if you do go all out, the crowd will, like Juice says, they will feel you.
I mean, I hope the crowd definitely goes out. And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna go into quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about this topic, Mr. Penguin, and why you guys got a late notice. We're also going to have someone be a spokesperson as to the reason why it was so last minute. And from what I know, they're going door to door right now up in all the dorm rooms, from Ed Schill, Penafort, Fanger to Meadowlands, saying, you know, buy your tickets, grab them right now while they're hot. And we are going to be right back. So keep it locked. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu with your boy DJ Juice, only on The Hotspot.
Duets.
Jazzy Fizzle.
Fizzle, Fizzle.
Jagged Edge.
Biggie Smalls.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I go on and on and on and go take them to the crib unless they boning. Easy, call them on the phone and platinum Chanel cologne and I stay dressed to impress. Spark this bitch's interest. Sex is all I expect as they watch TV in the Lex. They know, 4:15, left the club tipsy. Say no more, except how I'm getting home tomorrow. Caesar drop it off when he see his P.O. Back of my mind, I hope she swallow. Man, she spilled a drink on my cream wallows. Reach the gate, hungry just ate. Riffin', she got to be to work by 8. This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I state, you know what you do to me. She starts off, well, I don't usually. Then I whip it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Fingers in your mouth, open up your blouse.
Pull your G-string down south.
Do that back out, in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I squirt. Jeans, skirt, butt naked, it all works.
And I love my little nasty girl. No, I love my little nasty girl. I love my little nasty girl. All the ladies, if you with me, grab your titties.
Hey, from
D.I.G. My little nasty girl.
Not like nasty girl. I need you to dance, I need you to strip. I need you to shake your little ass and hips.
Let's go.
I need you to grind like you're working for tips. And give me what I need while we listen to Prince. Cause miss, you ain't seen the world yet. Rock La Pearl yet, rock them pearl sets. Flew in a pearl jet. My style make a low profile girl smile. Blow a chick back like I blow through a trial. And now you and me can drink some Hennessy. Then we get it on. Mad women wanting the bone Sean Combs, yeah. Sipping on Patron. Speed and be leaning. Got them fiend.
Don't stop.
And when I get to you, throw it right back.
Right.
And tell me, did he? Yeah, I like it like that.
Like that.
Lift your shirt, you know how I flirt. Heels and skirts, let's take it off. Now let's work.
Let's work. Girl, I love my little nasty girl. Upstairs in your best, yes. Dress to impress, spark this bitch's interest. Jazzy on the beat, so sweet. Ladies, know you feel me, breaking titties from B.I.G.
Okay, mom, what's your preference? Nice and slow, or fast and reckless. Who you heard, girl, bite your necklace. Let me show you what a nigga from the Lou was blessed with.
Hey,
I make spring a leap when I'm done. Flip the mattress, change the sheets. I'm like the radical one, I vibrate a little more than your mechanical one. Either way, mama, I'ma make it do what it do.
Girl, I'm about to make you come.
Guaranteed when you're fucking with me.
Cause I go on and on and on.
Whoa.
On and on and on.
You hear me?
Ladies, if you feel me, grab them things for big
ass. Whoa.
Girl,
I love my little nasty girl.
Girl, I love my little nasty girl.
Girl,
I love
need more entertainment. What you talking about?
Then tune in to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
Let's go.
Hello, everybody. We are back here only on radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy, DJ Juice. And right before the break, and some of you guys might be wondering what song that was that I left off on. That was Nasty Girl by the Notorious B.I.G. off his 2005 album for his final album with Bad Boy. And the reason I played it is because it was his anniversary for his funeral on March 9th. So that's basically the reason why. Yeah, I know, right? A lot of people didn't know. They forget. You can't forget one of the best lyricists in T-Baby. Are you a Biggie fan?
I know. You're a big hip hop fan. I actually have a Biggie poster at home. It's not up at the moment, but I do have it.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the founders of hip hop, pretty much.
He's one of the great lyricists.
He tells a lot of stories.
Very smooth, very easy.
Yeah. You can't really dislike his raps, honestly.
You really can't. Oh, nice. All right. So when we left off, we left on the topic of Mr. Penguin. All right. Mr. Penguin 2012 this year is happening this Friday. So don't forget, this Friday, buy your tickets. All right. Buy your tickets. $5 to get entrance into the event. $2 for the dance if you just want to go all out. $7. And all that money, I mean, it might seem expensive. Trust me. I know what it's like to be on a college budget. But it goes to a good cause for Make-A-Wish Foundation. So please help them out. Support them. PSAC. Put it up with the help of our next person from the Spirit Club, Miss Alex Sladoff. And I brought her in just to kind of let us know, because I know this is the question in everybody's mind. Why was it until this week that we got notified what was going on? So, hello.
Hello. It's nice to see you again.
Like usual. How are you?
I'm good. Busy, but good.
I can assume it's busy.
Yeah.
Especially the next few days.
It's going to be killer, but it's going to be good.
Okay, so let's get to the point. So it was this week, all right? From what I know, a lot of these two guys didn't get notified till a few days prior to a spring break.
They knew at the beginning of the year that they were emceeing it. They just didn't know what date it was going to be.
Yeah. See, we didn't know. We knew we were involved. We didn't know the particulars. We didn't lie to you, Juice. Don't worry.
Okay. P.R., I see you pointing over there.
No, Alex is right. We didn't know the exact date. That was one of the main things.
But I did tell them they were involved way a long time ago.
That is true.
Okay. I'm just saying.
No.
Covering my butt. It's true.
I'm okay.
It's very true.
Just saying.
I'm making sure.
It's extremely true.
Secondly, so why did it take so long to make a definite date? Because I even knew you wanted to do it from last semester. You asked myself, P, and Tyler to end up doing it again this year. So what happened with the whole date situation?
Well, we've been trying to book Angelico for probably close to 6 or 7 months, and we couldn't get it booked because Lions Ballet has stuff booked. I mean, Angelico is a popular place.
Yeah, they got speakers.
Everything. And this year, especially after having the governor's debate and everything, they're ramping up and more people want to come. So we're having twice as many speakers this year for the LS series, and we're having so many different people that there's no room in Angelico. You have to fight, and you have to fight, and you have to fight to get in there. And we didn't fight, I guess. I don't know. We couldn't seem to muster up the fight that we needed to get into Angelico.
Okay.
And then by the time we figured out that we weren't going to have it in Angelico, it was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks. So throughout last semester and this semester, you guys had to fight for having an open spot?
Well, yes. And also figuring out who was going to plan it, how it was going to be planned, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's a lot that goes into planning Mr. Penguin.
Well, it's a lot to plan for any event.
It's
really
a lot to plan for any event. Plus, PSAC, technically, they're not event planners.
No.
The Penguin Advisory, Athletic Advisory Committee, is supposed to be to help athletes have a forum to talk to the administration.
Okay.
They're not supposed to be doing any event planning, which is why I help them out with Midnight Mayhem, stuff like that.
Okay.
So after we finished Midnight Mayhem last year, there was a whole bunch of stuff to do, and they all had to get really busy with that. So we didn't really get on Mr. Penguin until mid-January this year. And then we were fighting and fighting and fighting for a spot, which, yes, it's our fault we were late, but there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Okay, so and it's so in Conlon?
It's in Conlon this year. So it's going to be different. It's a different, it's not Mr. Penguin as you guys used to know Mr. Penguin. It's going to be a better Mr. Penguin.
It's better, kind of.
It's better.
I hope it's better.
I hope it's better.
We got Hugo in it. How could it not be better?
That's true. Round two also.
I hope it's better.
It's going to be better.
Okay.
And last year it was great. I'm just saying.
Hugo almost won last year. He's going to take it this year. I just know it.
I hope. I need to come up with something to outdo myself from last year and not get recorded while doing it at the same
time. They're going to be new, we're going to film it this year.
Oh, really?
Brandon Flores is going to film it.
Oh, B-Flow.
Chicken. Yeah. Shout outs to Chicken there.
Chicken, a.k.a. B-Flow.
No,
AKA
no
Brandon.
Flow. No B-Flow.
Chick-Flow.
It's Chick-Flow. Okay, so you guys are filming it. How many contestants do you actually have set, like, that are going to be in it?
Nine.
Nine.
It's not bad.
Do you know who those nine are?
Yeah, we have a ton of radio people, actually.
Oh.
Really?
We have Case Donahue of the Sports Report.
Is he an athlete?
He's an athlete. He's a lacrosse player.
Okay.
And then we have... You, of course.
Okay.
Juice.
And then we have the Biggie. Oh. So,
Who is involved in radio.
Let's just say, he has his picture on the page. You guys don't even have that. I'm just saying.
He is a big deal.
Yeah, he is.
Pun intended.
I think that will be one of my bigger competitions, like literally. Like
the radio world has a man crush on him.
I mean, it's just because he's the underdog. He's a typical guy that's just the underdog, and everybody wants to see him come out on top. He's bringing the bigs sexy back.
Hey, Biggie's so big, he brings the fans to the stands.
It's going to be amazing.
Rhyme there?
I know.
It's going to be amazing. People are already coming out just telling me that they're going to vote for Biggie for ladies' man.
Damn it!
You got to step your game up, Juice, if you want to beat Biggie now.
That's what I'm saying.
I came into second place on that one, too.
Yeah. I know you did.
How many roses was I off?
I came in third.
One.
Curtis got a lot of roses.
Hey, I came in third, huh?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
I came in dead last. Oh, I was fourth? Was yep. I fourth? Okay, right behind you, P.S.
There we go. So this year it's in Conlin. How are you guys going to set that all up, though? Because that's going to be a little strange, because then right after you guys have to, like, take everything down so they can set up for the DJ for the dance right after.
Yeah, that's why we had to move it up to 6.
Okay, so it's from 6 to 8:30.
6 to 8.
Oh, okay. 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 hours, which last year it was an hour and 15 minutes. So that's not – 2 hours and 15 minutes. So that's not that different.
Okay.
And part of it was actually your talent that made us go over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
You were, like, really into your boxing. I felt really bad, like, trying to pull you out of it.
You should have done
this. Got to get that workout in.
No, you didn't even see me. I was jumping. Keep in mind, guys, I was in heels. I don't wear heels. I'm a Tom girl.
Your dad was cool, though. Your dad was really cool. Yeah, he was so...
Yeah.
Do you have any of those pictures?
I have all of the pictures.
I still want my tuxedo
picture.
I have
all of the pictures.
Can I have... Can you
I literally said,
us?
If anybody wanted them, come get them. But nobody came got them. Post
them on Facebook.
Okay, I will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Great.
Now we're talking. Yeah. We're something coming to life. So is there going to be a stage? Like, how's this going to be set up?
We are going to do it... Kind of like Midnight Mayhem.
Okay.
Except it's going to be only one side of the bleachers open. So everybody's kind of compacted.
Is it the same side that Midnight Madness was on?
No, other side, actually.
Or Mayhem?
Other side. So the wayside. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Is there going to be marks and everything like there was last time? Like, how is it this year?
This year, the guys have to do it off memory. So they're going to have an even harder job than you guys. You guys had marks on the floor to walk to.
No, I mean, but they were pretty simple.
Yeah, but it's the same, like, formation,
left,
except...
middle, and then...
But judges. The marks are helpful, because you can get disoriented by those
and
lights.
And they have no marks this time.
Mm. Well, it's pretty simple. You just go one, middle,
I bet side, one, at least one or two side. Guys will get lost or
yeah.
confused.
Oh, trust
with
me.
With no marks.
We had guys who got lost last year with marks on the stage, with numbers.
True.
We That's had so a guy funny. That tried to go to the back of the stage, and I was like, I don't know why you're trying to go to the back right now. There's no mark there.
That's funny. Okay, so give us the order of what exactly, how it's going to be going down, starting at 6, so everybody knows.
At 6, we're going to do the two opening numbers. There is two separate groups of opening numbers this year, Group A and Group B, and they're going to be both to Michael Jackson songs. Mm. Not going to tell you which ones, but both to Michael Jackson songs.
Okay.
I mean, I figured we should tribute, you know, to him. He is the ultimate performer. Okay. We're hoping you all are going to be the ultimate performer.
I got to bust it. I got to bring it.
You got to bring it. Ooh. You're going to do a kick.
Well, everybody's going to do the kick.
No, you got to do the kick.
Well, I'll do the kick on one of the...
You know, moonwalk?
Yeah, maybe.
You have to moonwalk.
It's
not
you
even
have to
a
grab,
choice.
You have to do grab this. your area, too. That right after the kick.
I just got something to say. Biggie's got... Michael Jackson's Biggie's favorite artist. So damn. he's got something prepared for that.
We were talking about this earlier. The way you end up doing very well in this competition is just letting loose
it
and
is.
Letting it all hang out. No matter how big of an idiot.
Don't necessarily let it hang out.
Okay, not like
we,
that.
You know, no, because we had Shaddad last year and we dealt with that, but we're not having a Shaddad incident again.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. You do all have right. to go all out, though. You got to put your energy into it.
And so it's the same four poses, right?
Four poses.
Okay. And then who are the judges?
The judges are going to be students this year.
Really? Wow. I did not know that.
We decided not to do staff because a lot of the guys felt like the staff didn't know them. And the staff kind of, you know, it was hard playing up to older women.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
It was a little awkward for them.
I guess, yeah.
So are the students going to be like from different classes or is it just going to be from?
Yeah, how are they based?
The students are based off people who applied.
Okay.
Based off people who were involved in Mr. Penguin the past, you know, who have been loyal to it for the past 3 years.
Okay. Who are the judges? Can you say?
I cannot say yet, although I will say one of the judges will be our own Coach West of the women's basketball team.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, Tony West is dope.
Oh. Man, I might have to flirt with her. Oh.
When she heard you were in it, she was very excited.
Oh, yeah. Woo. All right. So those are the judges. And then you said student, though. That's a coach.
We're going to have two students and one coach.
So it's three people this year?
Yep.
Only three judges.
Only three judges. Okay. It was too many last year. Yeah, you know, they're all, especially with Mike Wells. He takes up a lot of the table. Yeah. And then he like would stick his feet out. And I was like, you're in the guy's walking area.
Yeah. But I think he spoke for a lot of students like as to what they found entertaining, though.
Yeah.
For the most part.
He was staring at Connor's activity like you have no other. Because there was the lightsaber battle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He was like drooling. I was like, put your tongue back in your mouth. It's fine.
Okay, and so how has the response been like thus far? Because I know it's like you barely just said it yesterday.
We actually have tons of people coming up saying they're willing to help. We have tons of people coming up saying they're willing to be involved in some way. That's really cool. We actually have a lot of people coming up saying who their favorite contestant is.
Ooh,
that's very interesting.
What?
Yeah.
Who's taking the cake? I need to know.
There's a lot. I mean, everybody's interested in somebody else.
No, I know. Yeah. Well,
but obviously. It's very interesting. You're like, I even know that person. Like, you knew that person. They're like, oh, I don't. But apparently, it's the second those names went up on Facebook, the second the names went up, people started Facebook stalking like no other. There were girls whipping out Facebook and trying to find the guys and looking through all the pictures. It was very interesting.
So, who are the people, the nine people that are involved?
Okay, so.
Right before we go to break.
We have soccer player. We have Andrew Vu. And he actually made it to the second round of American Idol. So he's going to be major competition for you.
Ooh, singer.
Damn, that's going to suck. Oh.
Yeah.
He's going to sing everybody's heart out.
He's going to sing beautifully.
Yeah. No. And he's probably going to sing some passionate love song that'll make all the girls cry.
Watch him sing Boys to Men. That's done and over with. If you sing Boys to Men, it's over.
Who knows? Who knows? All right, then for Lax, we have Case Donahue of the Sports Report.
Okay.
And his friend Jake Bernstein.
Okay.
And then we have Eddie Suave. Mm-hmm. Then we have, let's see.
You have Big.
We have Big, of course.
Myself.
You.
This guy.
I'm trying to help her out.
I'm trying to remember all the guys. There's a lot of guys to remember off the top of your head.
Dart
Tanyan.
Okay.
From the basketball team. I have more people, I swear.
Who are you forgetting?
I don't know.
That's,
hold on.
That's bad.
I know.
That's really bad.
You know what? It's not my fault. I just found out who half these people were. Usually I know the contestants all personally, which is great. But when you don't know them personally, it's different. That's like what I'm saying. It's a horse of a different color this year. I don't know a lot of the guys the way I used to know them. Like you two. Okay. Like, all of you guys, I just walked up and I was like, hey, you're in Mr. Penguin. I know you. It's cool. Fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like,
easy.
It was less awkward.
Yeah.
But now I'm like walking up to guys. I'm like, hi, nice to see you again.
You're dealing with me for the next few days.
Yeah. You basically get to live and breathe what I say. And they're all like, I don't know who you are. I'm like, have fun with that.
You will. Within the next few days, you'll know exactly who she is.
Yes.
And so.
And then Jonathan Glockland.
Okay. Damn. He might be competition too. Damn.
Yeah, and Jonathan is going to do a very, very interesting talent, which is going to be cool.
Damn it. Okay.
Ted, do you have any ideas about your talent? Last we talked, you didn't know.
I know. We'll talk about that during the break. All right. So, once again, don't forget, Mr. Penguin 2012 is this Friday. This Friday. All right. Doors open at 5:30. It's going to be in the Conlin Center.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. It starts at 6, goes up to 8. And right after, you know what? There's a dance. So, why not celebrate? All right.
Come
so,
see Hugo with his shirt off, if nothing else.
Again. Except no striptease this time. And talking about striptease, we're going to leave you with this song because I'm sure there's a bunch of ladies out there that are going to want to see a bunch of manliness. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy DJ Juice.
The business. Take it out. I want to love you. Everybody want to touch you. You're moving right. Want to see what's up under. Then back it up. Beep, beep like a trucker. Nice thighs. Nice waist. And you know I can't forget about your face. But don't none of that matter. I'm about to make your pockets better. Girl, I just wanna see you strip right now. Cause it's late, babe. Girl, I just wanna see you strip. Girl, take your time, I'm winning. Girl, I just wanna see you strip. Goddamn, you say to me. Goddamn, you say to me. Goddamn, you say to me. Girl, I just wanna see you. Got my shades.
Wait, leave them on, cause I like my woman tall. You gotta hot mama, you're hotter than a sauna. I wanna put them clothes off your body like a banana. The only reason I dress you in that designer is to get you out that Dolce & Gabbana. I throw this money up, she watch it all fall. Do that thing up. Anything you want, and baby, you can have it all. Starting with my last name, now they call you Mr. Fall.
I just wanna see you strip right now, cause it's late, babe. I just wanna see you strip. Take your time, I'm winning. Girl, I just wanna see you strip. Goddamn, you say to me. Goddamn, you say to me. Goddamn, you say to me. Girl, I just wanna see you.
You know it is, you know we go.
You know. For the longest while we're jamming in the party, and you're waiting on me, pushing everything. I'm right back on top of me, yeah. But if you think you're gonna get away from me, you better change your mind. You're going home, you're going home with me tonight. Let me hold you, go caress my body. You got me going crazy, you turn me on, turn me on. Sky, when it all on me, got my python hollering for mercy, yeah. Then they whisper in her ear, so I'm harder. And then she said to me, boy, just push that thing, or push it harder back on me. So let me hold you, girl, caress my body. You got me going crazy, you turn me on, turn me on. Hug me, kiss and caress me. Hug me, kiss kiss me, squeeze me, hug me, hug me, kiss and caress me.
When I get a number with me tonight, yeah. If you think the man not go fight, me don't feel that with popcorn and Sprite. Walk on fly with I kite.
For the longest while we're jamming in the party, and you're whining on me, pushing everything right back on top of me, yeah. But if you think you're gonna get away from me, you better change your mind. You're going home, you're going home with me tonight. Let me hold you, go caress my body. You got me going crazy, you turn me on, turn me on. Let me jam you, go whine out around me. You got me going crazy, you turn me on.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
All right, this is radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy DJ Juice here only on radio.dominican.edu. And like I said, we got to talking about Mr. Penguin real quick. And just so she lets everybody know, when can they catch it and what it's about?
When can they catch what?
Mr. Penguin.
Oh, this Friday.
Okay.
From 6 to 8. Doors open 5:30. Tickets at the door will be $5. And then it's going to be two extra additional dollars to get into the dance. Dance is black and white themed. So just deck it out.
All right, cool. All right. And like as usual, I always promise y'all, it's in the mix session. So right now, you are going to be in the mix.
So deaf. Remix. J.E. y'all. Run DMC. To the beach, y'all. And me? Y'all know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, yeah. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start, yeah? What I think about all the years we put in this relationship.
Yeah.
Who knew we'd make it this far? Then I think about where would I be if we were to just fall apart? And I can't stand the thought of leaving you. We ain't getting no younger, so we might as well do it, yeah.
Feeling you all the way.
Girl, I must confess,
let's get married,
baby, let's get married.
Check it out.
Said I done it all. Frankly, girl, I'm tired of this emptiness. I wanna come home to you and only you.
Why?
'Cause making love to just anyone ain't happening. I just gotta be with you.
Hey,
you think about us finishing something we started?
Yeah.
Ever since you met me, keys to the Bentley. Now they call you the preacher's wife. I'm the type of guy that take you out and buy that ring with the rock that'll break your arm.
Yeah.
Players won't try that. Now you can't deny that. Triple dub rap to the
heart.com.
Slow.
We ain't getting no younger.
We ain't getting no younger.
what's up?
Trying to tan my cheeks. What? This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Watch.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Aye.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Check it out.
Let me see you get high and go low. Now, girl,
bud with the big old chains. Ride around town in the big old range. I knew it when I rocked big old chains. Now the little nigga doing big old things. Would you look at that? I came back for it. Just to get to you, like you asked for it. Man, that thing in them jeans too fat for it. Rebound, so I caught off the backboard. I told a baby girl, come here. Know I run the town even when I ain't from there. And I brag hardly, but just to show up at this party I made with your nigga making one. Yeah, that's unfair, but so is life. Take a chance, roll the dice. Money can't buy your love, cause it's overpriced. Don't overthink, just hope it's right. I'm only here for the night. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well then, let me see you get high and go low. Now girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you fresh on the scene. Hottest nigga on the block, damn girl, you mean. They be starting shit, but it's your world. On my Martin shit, you go, girl. She bad and she know it. Some niggas save hoes. I'm not that heroic. Could you be my escort? Cause just like them two door fours, damn, they'll make them like you no more. Cold world, real cold world. Them boys cool, me, I'm on fire. Know what's on my mind, tryna see what's on yours. Tonight, tonight. Tonight, move slow, but you wanna live fast. Up late, so you'll probably skip class. Life is a test, so before the night pass, get right, get right. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Well, hey, straight up, I tell you, I just really wanna cut when we together. Oh, oh, oh. Come here, girl, let's get it on. Hey, straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Straight up, I tell ya, I just really wanna cut when we together. Oh, oh, oh. Come here, girl, let's get it on.
Oh, whoa. The best in student programming. On radio.dominican.edu.
Angelico building in the 415. All the ladies, put your hands in the air.
We ain't got no girls.
Then you need better sound effects.
Oh my god! Ah!
All the penguins. Now put your wings up. Up in the booth. Just walked in. Doing our own DJ thing. You tuned in by clicking on the link to listen to all our shows. We up on the mics, you up on our link. Come give us all your attention. Cause if you miss out, then you out of luck. Can't be mad at us. If you like it, then you should have tuned into it. If you like it, then you should have tuned into it. Don't be mad once you find out you missed it. If you like it, then you should have tuned into it.
radio.dominican.edu. We get it in. By the way, that's my jam.
Don't be mad if you find that you missed it. If you like the thing, you should have tuned into.
All right, everybody, we are back. Long break, but you know what? I just wanted people to enjoy the music. And secondly, just because my boy MP and myself got caught up in a little dance battle. So you know what? You're listening to radio.dominican.edu with your boy DJ Juice. We're just running out of time, but you know what? Everything else, I mean, I think Mr. Penguin took the longest time in terms of what we were talking about and getting down to it. I hope I informed y'all. Go out on Friday. Don't forget, doors open at 5:30. It's from 6 to 8 in Conlin. Come out, support anybody that you want that's participating in it. And hopefully y'all can, cheer on your boy Juice right here participating, see what I got up my sleeve. But you know what? We're out of time. Next week we'll talk about what women do wrong. I know we didn't get to that. And also what men will need to learn. All right? So keep it locked, radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy DJ Juice, and I'm out. Peace. See y'all next week.